Erica Garza grew up in Montebello, California. That's known as the quote-unquote Mexican Beverly Hills, a middle-class Latino neighborhood in Los Angeles. And as a child, Erica imagined herself as a writer. And today, she is one, although she writes about some pretty adult topics. Her first book is titled Getting Off, One Woman's Journey Through Sex and Porn Addiction. The book is an honest, direct, and often painful look at Erica's complex and destructive relationship with sex. In her own words now, and to be clear, it's a story parents may not want their children to hear. Here's Erica Garza.
My understanding of being Latina from a very young age was one that had a lot of shame in it. I felt like I didn't really belong in any one place. I didn't feel Latina enough because I have very light skin. I know that sounds very silly in retrospect, but for a child, I remember having images of what I thought Latino should look like and had light skin. And so lots of kids in my class would call me things like Nazi, which was really weird. And I just remember thinking, okay, well, I don't belong with the Latinos, so I must be more American than the other kids. But then all the TV shows I watched and, you know, movies I watched about Americans were mostly white people. And so I also didn't feel like I fit in there. My family didn't look like that. They didn't talk about the things that the white kids talked about on TV, like Full House, Growing Pains. Those were shows that I really liked.
You must be Rebecca.
No, please. Please call me Becky.
Becky. I like that. Becky.
So I just had this sense that I didn't really know where I fit in. And I think that if you look at addiction, especially something like sex addiction, there's a lot of silence around that as well, and a lot of shame around that as well. My parents wouldn't even make jokes about sex. There was no mention of sex. It was something that was very uncomfortable, very awkward. Even I remember when a love scene would come on the TV show, whatever we were watching on TV, you know, they'd shriek in discomfort and say, cover your eyes, don't look, and we'll tell you when to look again. And I remember just feeling very curious. Couldn't wait till the day I'd be able to, you know, watch TV without them so I can find out what was so exciting. The only talk I remember my mom having with me about sex, and it's hardly a talk, was we were passing the local high school in my neighborhood, and there was a daycare attached to the high school, which I thought at the time all high schools had. And my mom pointed to a girl who must have been around 16 or something, and she was pregnant, and said, don't ever let that happen to you. And then she pointed to my crotch and said, don't let anyone ever touch you down there. And I can't remember how old I was at the time. I was very young, but it still sticks out to me as just this huge warning. Everything pretty much happened for me as far as sexual discovery and exploration, self-exploration around 12 years old. I listened to a late night radio show called Loveline, which I'm sure you've heard about. And I remember a woman called in and said that she had this mind-blowing way to have orgasms. I had never heard of what an orgasm was, but she said all she had to do was sit in the bathtub and turn on the water faucet, and she had it. And so I listened to that and I tried it, and I didn't want to stop doing it. You know, it was fascinating. My parents were asleep at night, and I had wanted to watch TV, late night cable TV, Cinemax. In retrospect, I don't think there's anything wrong with that or abnormal, you know, just a normal 12-year-old kid exploring her body and curious about sex. But also that same year, 12 years old, I was diagnosed with scoliosis. And so I had to wear a back brace for 2 years. And that was really the beginning of my feeling insecure and extremely self-conscious and afraid of social rejection. And I realized that it was very effective to get away from these stresses and these big, scary feelings if I just watched more pornography and if I masturbated more, then I would get a break from my thoughts. And it really helped to clear my mind. But I never felt okay with that. You know, after I would have the orgasm, then I would just be flooded with all of those scary feelings again. So I just kept reaching for those methods to escape over and over again. throughout my 20s, I'd known that I had an issue with sex. I was destroying relationships that I cared about in order, because I didn't feel worthy of them. So I would choose casual, light, no strings attached relationships instead, because those were far easier. I was putting myself in unsafe situations, having a lot of unprotected sex. I was watching hours of porn at a time. It wasn't until I was in my late 20s that I'd sabotaged yet another relationship, and one that I particularly valued. And I really felt like I just wanted to do things differently. I wanted to connect with another person. I wanted to feel worthy of love and just to change already. And so I took this trip to Bali and really started to focus on self-love and self-care. And I started doing a lot of yoga and meditating. And I was in that very clear-headed space when I met my husband. He was the first person that I admitted that I was a sex addict, or that I thought I was a sex addict too. And to my surprise, he didn't run away. And it wasn't until I felt that feeling of being supported and listened to that I thought, okay, this is something I need to be working on and talking about it, because it feels so good to talk about. In 2014, I wrote one essay and published it online. And just as I suspected, so many women reached out to me and said, oh my God, I'm so glad you're talking about this, because I thought I was the only one. And now that I've written the book, I mean, those messages have just increased significantly. And I don't think there's much difference between men and women when it comes to sex addiction or porn addiction. I just feel like women haven't talked about it.
The words of author Erica Garza. Her book, Getting Off, One Woman's Journey Through Sex and Porn Addiction, is available now.